Hello, Braha.
Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll begin in another minute.
Brandela.
Has they not come on?
They hadn't come on yet.
Okay, I'm going to mute again.
Okay, me too.
I have 10 after.
He did come on and said we'll start in a minute, but it's been 10 minutes.
Okay. It's a very different scenario. It will take you 5 to make your family. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Can anybody hear me now?
Yes.
Were you hearing me all along, or did I disappear from the sound?
You disappeared.
Okay. Right now, I'm in starting the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. The Gedula Chimincha Tati Serura Alpha Gimel Yotah Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu No Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Givavat Shamlein Nun Gimodalad Yutkaf Shem Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlein The Tet Reish, Zadi Tav Gimel. The letter Tzadi from Sit Kat Ha is the letter that we need to reveal. The Tzadi is the Tzadikim. What character traits are preventing you from being a Tzadik or a Tzadeket? What character traits do you need to change so that you can become a tzaddik? And the first question one needs to ask themselves is, do you want to be a tzaddik? Unfortunately, in our generation, the majority of people would answer that question in the negative. They'd answer it, not yet. I'm not a tzaddik yet. I don't want to be a tzaddik yet. So we need to look at our character traits so that we can learn to answer that question. Yes, I do want to be a tzaddik. I want to be in serenity. I want to bring sharing and light to the world. Bet Ted Reish, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Tasin Kadosh, Tzero Tuvcha, Na'el Adatecha, Bet Kufet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Ge'er, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kedushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Triyakatenu, Yodeya Ta'alumot, Kim Kufal, Sadi Yud Tah. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoch, we say in a whisper, now we will count the Omer in the third method, that of the Sefirot themselves. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yidei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat ha'omei, kirei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata usfartem lachem m'macharad ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot v'minot Tehi ena adne macharad hashabbat ashrit hasefiru Shamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu Nafshotamcha Yisrael Mezohamatam Uvechen yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohe avoteinu Shebizchut sefirat ha'omer Shesafarti ha'ayom Yetukan ma shebaganti besefirat Netzach shebenetzach. What is eternity in the frame of eternity look like? What does victory in the frame of eternity look like? Why does there have to be a victory? Why does there have to be a conflict? What traits within you create the conflicts you experience with others? All of these questions is how you can approach the energy of Netzach Sheba Netzach. V'et Taher V'et Kadesh B'Kdusha Shel Ma'ala Amen Sela. So our class tonight is a Tikkuni Zohar class. If you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, row 19, the second column from the left, is the landing page for the Tikkuni Zohars. And we are opening up section 29A. I believe it's class 27. No, it's 28. But.
Yeah, 28.
And I will start with the L'shem Yichud. First we will read the Aramaic, and then we will translate, read the translation. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bivhilu Urhimud Hilud Hilu Urhimu Ve'akta L'shem Yud He Bavav He V'Yichuda Shalim B'chem Kol Yisrael Rimud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Damila Yashireya Le'aseh Sefirin Bihu Chod Kaminiya Yomi. The Chanukah Larba'a V'ezrin Yomim Deinun Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed Omiyad V'ala Zit Teref V'fiya Shariyo Kafei Al Yisrael Bekafei Bekasalu vilin einun kafe atvan Yehuda deinun shema Yisrael domer Vedai Yehu Chanukah Chanu kafe Aval Netzach itmar Beya v'tanach Ativa Vechadash Hashavaya Hashavayahi Yi Begin did not Netzach Beya Remiz Noach Tadik Uveya Vehemayim Vizadonim Vikad Natarim Leya Eat Mar Bechon Vehamayim Hayu Haloch Vehesor Rabsor Ad Vahadash Aasire Da Yudgamila Diaya Malchut Asira Rasher Safirin Vidaihu Et Kishte Natati Bianandi Itgahu Barit Viako Vahio Nunalas Vahayarka Itmar Eya Vahutsola Al Yarku Defarach Minea Vieshta Arekev Viraza Demila Hu Yoshofi Rosh Viata Tashofienu Ekev Kadashtalimat Tuka Barich Vila Itmar Biyako Vayava Yako Shalem Biyako Vaday Ihu Diyukna Diyamuda Dem Saita Vasitra Vilevar Vaha Moshe Taman Hawa Ela Misa Sitra Dila Geu Hawada Migufa Vidabana Shimata Ugin Datarin Yirkan Diamuda Dem Saita Shalin Minun Natsa Vihod Umeita Ihiye Amuda Dem Saita Shalin Kad Itchavar Bashikinta Adahu Diktir Viyakov Nasa Sakata Vayavim Lav Beit Hadahu Diktir Vayven Hashem Elkin Elokim et hatzala v'ha'hu zimna v'itchavar amal v'yava Yaakov shalem v'ha'hu zimna tachtahe suka shalimata kachvav he'samach yok dunich Yud Aleph Kel Hey Dalid Vav Nun Hey Yud Kam Rabbi Elazar Ve Amar Abba Abba Ima Itmar Biyoma Kadame Adikas Takot Vayikra Kach Gimel Uka Chatam Vechem Bayom Harishon Peri etz hadar, hamar leya peri meyanei, barava b'yemana, matilin lon, uvalin, mane barava inun. Yisrael reshemin, benetzachin zina, Matal Malka Dehawaleah Yana Ukrava Hashivin Omin Vilahawa Yudin Manetzachina Vishalin Leya Manetzachina Amar Hasata Halilon Vielin Lurieshimin Vimayena Karva Biyadaihu Vitanada Un Manetzachina Vilakahatam Litham Bayon Arishon Turiets Adar Dait Rug Da Ayahi Chikinta Levadaihu Ikre de Kolavarin Lagufe de Inun Telat Hadasim Velulav Vitare Vidalit Arva Leba Lebo Bien Saita Le Avrin Tehor Sehor Slea Uginda Itrug Da Shekinta The Hake Okmu Ukmo Meare Matnitin Aleph Natila The Ukhnato Nun Aleph Patte Mato The Iala Azazit Aruvo Pursuv Begin Dehu The Mele Shikinta The Itmar Bay Kalech Yafa Rei Ait Umnom Ein Bach Tafat Tamarin Dalulav Vialeya Itmar Nafratsu Alav Pasul Tada Ihu Mikzets Benatiyut Vihalulav Ihu Kishura Vyofod Hoda Tekala Mandima Varish Ala Biyoma Dekad Kedama Kedamea Viksachut Sechot Begin Dehu Vishura Vihoda Dekali Kayamin Dehu Vikabel Chayd Cholin Vishadara Uginda Ukmohau Mare Matnitin Lulav Doma Lushadara Viraza Dil Lulav Dadik Tatamar Yeparach Vedaihu Kiko Vishamayim Uvarets Utragim On Kalos Deyachid Bashamaya Uva Araa Vitsaris Lena'ana'a Kainu Na'onu'in Vesheit Zitrin Di Nun Chotam Nun Aleph Taham Nun Aleph Yetzer Mezerach the Yudko, Legomer Shiayit. Havivot Dayati Ayat Sahon Tamani. Sariatvan Vikalaho Ramezin Sefer Yitzara Bashit Sitirin Vihaki Mukhau Mare Matnatin Molich Umevia Lama de Arva Rochot Dileya Me'ala u'morid le'me'an tishmaya fi'ara di'liya hilat chadishin guf b'tutrin b'roin b'inun l'kabel einai v'kanafi ana tare b'dai arvot Lekabel terrain chokin, lekabelat arin chefavin, bekadinun kuhu, aguda hadabelulav, eiyehu shadara, makativ shir hashirin, zayan amarate aala. Betamar Aleph Itzrog Ayin Arva Lamed Lulav Kesed Koho Itavadu Lekabel Arava Menain Demares Bata Derokal Bechon Ayahu Yuke Vavke. The English translation. Hod and Netzach represent the stability of the emotional and intellectual in regards to the holiness in which they are surrounded. This holiness is either accepted or blocked. The circumcision is the quality of separating yourself from whatever is blocking the holiness. The nations of the world are those many thoughts of chaos that are seeking your strength, your energy to survive. When chaos of these nations thrive, holiness is blocked. The only way to keep us in the flow of holiness is to firmly establish Netzach and Hod, which represent in another way our victory over the chaos, and our recognition of the splendor of the glorious kingdom represented by Malchut. This kingdom also is symbolic of our heart's desires, our prayers answered, and the unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Shekhinah. I'm beginning to, for the last few weeks, I've been getting the understanding that the term HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Hashem at the lower level that is equal to the Satan. The higher Hashem created the Satan, but then he needed to lower himself to be always at that same level, so that from human perspective, the Satan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that lower level of Hashem, appears to be equal. And therefore, we can be convinced to follow the Satan, Chas V'Shalom, because from our appearance, from our perception, Satan looks to be stronger, or looks to be better, or looks to be easier, or whatever is the issue. But it's not the higher Hashem that is doing this. It's a lower level of Hashem. And I've gotten the sense that the code word in the Tikkuni Zohar for this level of name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing to read. Now here it is explained that Netzach and Hod represent the middle pillar, which is only complete when both inside and outside are complete, or when Jacob and Moshe are unified. The extension of this is when he raised Jacob, called Israel, listened to Moshe unifying Israel with the divine principles of the way things work. Jacob is Tiferet. Moshe's Netzach. So we're saying that Jacob or Israel listened to Moshe. Now, what does it mean to listen to Moshe? It means to elevate so that they are unifying. There's also this code word of the way things work, which represents spiritual principles. The house that is built is the dwelling place of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is the rib of Adam and the joining with the Shekhinah. Another example of this joining is the concatenation of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei with Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud, forming Yud-Aleph-Kei-Dalet-Vav-Nun-Kei-Yud. This is the animation of matter by spirit. The life force is given a body in which to operate and experience the unification that is ongoing around them. The weapons of war are your discernment and ability to choose what is right. If you retain these weapons, you will always win the war over evil. That's an important sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important understanding. It's an important connection to make. The name Yud Aleph, He Dalet, Vav Nun, Aleph, Hey Yud, the last two letters. Those eight letters is a tool, and this paragraph, this sentence is telling us that this tool will always allow you to win the war over your desire to receive for oneself alone. The body is described in terms of its mystical counterparts. Now, beyond the symbolism, there is the lesson of what takes place within and how we are unified in connection. The one who rides upon them is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, refers to our ultimate connection with unity on both a spiritual and physical level. Consider who animates the body in its wholeness. These descriptions of the implements and symbols of the Sukkot, of the Sukkah, are significant. The Sukkah is the dwelling, whereas the body is the dwelling of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The spine is the pathway whereby this dwelling is connected above. See into these parables and descriptions the truth of being, which is the movement of spirit throughout the body. It is Shekhinah that offers the body its sense of connection with holiness. The combination of lulav, etrog, myrtle, and willow symbolize the combining of the Shekhinah with the body of righteousness, making it suitable for unification. The Shekhinah has to be clean, has to be holy, in order to unify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does the Shekhinah become holy? Through the mitzvot, through the etrog, the lulav, the myrtle, and the willow. These are the four species. The action of building the sukkah, the action of waving the lulav, and the four species is what allows for the unification of the Shekhinah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the body of righteousness. and one needs to arrange with them the circular march, like the altar, the circular march with the Torah scrolls around the bima. During Sukkot, each day we make a hakafot, a circle around the bima. In the center of the bima, the Torah is being held by one of the minions. He holds the Torah, and everyone else circles around him. That's what's being described here. And we will pick up this next week when we will start to study section 29B. Does anyone have any questions? So tomorrow at 4:30, we will have our deeper Noah Zohar class. And at 7 p.m., we will have questions and answers. I bid you all shalom gadol, a large amount of peace and serenity in your life. Shalom to all.
Toda.
Shalom.
Shalom.